Today's share in the Dershim Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah and beginning a new section of Shulchan Aruch, which is Hilchos Lulav. And we begin Simin Tof Resh Mem Hei, which is the Dinim of Lulav, and we begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Lulav Shenifridu Olav. If you have a Lulav whose leaves are spread apart, Zemi Al Zeh, so they're not one touching the other. However, velo nidaldulu ka'ale hachorios, but they aren't hanging down like a dried up lulav. So this lulav is still kosher, afilu lo agado. It still is kosher to use such a lulav, even though you aren't binding these sleeves together. Now, we'll go through the Ramah as well, and then we'll discuss this. Hagar, the Ramah adds, umikomako mitzvah min amulchor belulav she'en olav prudos legamre. It would be preferable, he brings this down from the Magid Mishnah and the Ran, that you should use a lulav that doesn't have such separation at all, if at all possible. Now, diagrams are going to be very important to help us understand this, and you'll be able to see many diagrams here in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah. In addition, there are excellent diagrams that can be found in the Pirush Chai, and also there's an illustrated Gemara that has at the back of it color photos of some of these illustrations that we'll be talking about here. Now, the Mishneh Berurah has a short introduction before he even begins Sif Katan Aleph, which we'll read at the very top of the Mishneh Berurah here. Ksiv Batorah, the Pasuk tells us the famous Pasuk, Ulokach Melchem Yom Rishon, Priyetz Hodor, Bekapos, Tomorrow in Vianaf, Itzovus, Arvi Nochal. These are the four species, the Dalet Minim, that we take together as one mitzvah on Sukkos. Vekiblu Chazal, the Gemara goes through this in great detail, how we know what each of these four species are. And Chazal had a Kabbalah, the Mesorah, the Priyetz Hodor, the Gemara in Sukkah goes through a number of derivations for this, and the Mishneh Berurah brings down over here, the Chofetz Chaim brings down some of them, that says that Priyetz Hodor is the Esrog, Zeho Esrog. Why? One of the reasons given in the Gemara is Shetam Eitzo Pir Yoshava, because the wood, the tree, and the fruit have a similar taste. Uksiv Hodor, it also tells us Hodor, Shienod Noah, it should be beautiful. V'Hodor Vitaro Vigidulo, and beautiful in its appearance and its growth. For the dinim of Esrog, we'll see that later on. In Simon Tov Reish Memches. All four of the species are listed in one pasuk that we just read. We can learn one from the other, from the hekesh of this pasuk listing all those four species. And therefore all of the species have to be beautiful and mehudar, especially nice. As we will learn. Now, the next species is Kapos Tmarim, which is a lulav. These are the branches of the tree, Shegdelim Bo Tmarim, that grow on it dates. She Kishi Yitzmachu, when these dates blossom, Kodem She Iskashu, before the wood becomes hardened, before the leaves become hardened, She Iskashu or Olin, Shalahen. V'Yisrachaku Lekan Lekan Rochum in Ashedra, and then they harden and they split from their spine. Elok Shia Kemo Sharvit, but you should use them. It's more like a scepter. V'hu hanikwa lulav, and that's what we call a lulav. V'anaf eitz avos, that's a reference to the hadasim, who are hadas, sh'olav chofin es eitzo. The hadasim leaves encircle the stem. And again, uprota v'isbar b'simen tov reish mevav. We will learn each of these in its appropriate simen in Shulchan Aruch. And finally, the aravos v'arvi nachal, that will be explained b'simen tov reish mem zayin. So we're going through tov reish mem hey, the halachos of lulav, and tov reish mem vav, we're going to learn the halachos of the hadasim, in Tof Reish Mem Zayin, the halachos of the aravos, and in Tof Reish Mem Ches, we'll learn the halachos of the esrog. Dishah foot number one discusses what about kavush, if something is soaking in water for more than 24 hours. So the Chasam Sofer brings down a lulav or the other minim, if they're soaking in water, shenichmashu b'mayim me'eis leis depsulim, that is considered kavush kimavushal, and that would be no good. And therefore, in regards to putting the lulav and esrog into water on Erev Shabbos, and it stays in there all of Shabbos, that would be a problem potentially, and therefore you're allowed to ask a Nochri to take it out, that it shouldn't become Kovush, and therefore no good. On the other hand, the Piskei Tshuva says this is only applicable to the Esrog, which is a Dover Meichel, but not to the Lulav, Hados, and the Arava. The issue foot number two brings down that what is the definition of Hadar that you need by the Dalet Minim, so he brings down from the Chasam Sofer, Shatora Lo Pirsha, Ma'ushir Hadar. The Torah doesn't define what Hadar is and left it to the Chachamim to decide what is considered Hadar and what is considered Eino Hadar. And he says, Kol ma'ashinir lechachamim bivado she'eino Hadar. If something is clear that it's not Hadar, that's a psul daraisa. However, b'davar shechachamim mesupakim bo, haim hu hadar or lo, if something it's not clear, is it hadar, is it not hadar, so then, al koponim eino nira beineyem she'eino mehudar, it's not clear that it's not mehudar, so then, in that situation, imkein ein kan psul midaraisa, ubechlal hadar hu. Unless it's definitely not hadar, so then a suffix situation still carries the classification of hadar. Now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Aleph, where he tells us, what does nifridu mean? The leaves are spread apart. Hainu kimo anfe hashevet she'omdim prudos v'yecholim le'ogdam. This is like the branches of the scepter she'omdim prudos that are separate v'yecholim le'ogdam. They could be pushed together, and you can see this in the diagram in the Deirshu footnote number 6. What he's describing, Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Beis adds that they haven't fallen down like the thickened dried lulav, and you can see what this means in the Deirshu footnote number 7. That they're further spread apart, the teva hacharios, the dried out lulav, its nature is shenifridu alim, that the leaves separate v'nisaracha kuharbe, they become very far apart from each other. Again, you can see the difference between deir shufut number 6, the picture there, and deir shufut number 7. Ubimakum chiburan, and at the place where there all the leaves are attached, niskashu ke'etz, is hard like a wood, v'nichom l'ogdum yachad, and they're separated because of this hardness, and they can't be bound together. So that would be no good. So here it's telling us it wasn't nidal delu. It wasn't yet to that level of separation and hardness. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah says, if they are prudos, the taz brings down a taz hello. Shema shehechmir harava magid lemitzvah ben amucha. That which the Magid Mishnah says you should do preferentially, mitzvah ben amucha, hu davka hechi shekol olav tuluyos lamata. That which you shouldn't use these hanging down ones, they should be Ain olav prudos legamre. He's talking about shekol olav tuluyos lamata raksha olin im halulav, but they do come up with the lulav. V'nifritzu olav shepasul, and that which he says it would be pasul who could go shenit l'shu olav. That's only if the leaves are actually taken off legamre min halulav, or oshetuluyos lamata, they're hanging down at the bottom v'gam ain olim halulav, but they don't come up with the lulav. Or they're somehow detached from the place where they were originally attached to, b'shedra, on the spine, but they're still a little bit attached. But if the leaves are not hanging down, but they're just spread out a little bit, then it's not even a problem of mitzvah in a mukhar. If I'm understanding this Mishnah right, he's saying it's not a problem. Afilu mitzvah in a mukhar is still present over here. It doesn't mean it's not. It means it is present over here. However, this is the opinion of the Taz, Omnam the Maimon Mordechai, and the Ken Kosov of Bikur Yaakov, these two great Achronim, Mefakfin al Diriyat Taz, they disagree with the Taz. B'daitem Kestimus Ramah, and they hold simply straight, like the Ramah says, the mitzvah min amuvchor yesh li zar, that ideally you should preferentially take for your lulav, shalo lito lechatrila lulav im ein kein shokvim olav zelzeh, that the leaves should be literally touching each other and lying on each other and not lolitzdodim and not falling off towards the side. Tishafut Am 8 brings down the Lavush, who explains, Shatora Korol Lulav Beloshon Kafos Tvarim. It's called Kapos Tvarim, and Chazal with Darshning, that you pronounce this, so to say, Kafos, bound together. So the leaves should be lying on each other and not spread apart. That's the more stricter opinion of the Maimon Mordechai and the Bikur Yaakov against the more lenient opinion of the Taz. Final Shatora Shia Lulav Kafos. It has to be bound. The Komasha Olav Dvukim Usmuchim Zal Zeh. And therefore, if the leaves are attached and adjacent to each other without being far apart, that's the mitzvah min amuvchar Vezehu Hiduro. And that is making it more hadar. The issue footnote number 9 says that which you find in many Lulavim, that the leaves are somewhat spread apart. Yesh revach mashu bein ha'alim. There's a little bit of space between the leaves. The einam dvukim manish that they're not actually attached to each other. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that that's nechshav sha'alim dvukim v'koshel lechachila. That is not what they're saying. That would be perfectly good lechachila, even according to the Bikur Yaakov and the Maimon Mordechai. Af lemitzu min amuchar. And he brings down from Rav Auerbach, I think this is referring to the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that imrak ayidei hananuim o bizman shemenich mesluv al shulchan al miskavim yachad, even if it's only that they're connected when you're doing the nanuim, that the leaves come together, or when you put it on the table they come together, that would also be kosher lechatchila af lemitzvah min amuvchor. That would be even an ideal lechatchila mitzvah min amuvchor type of lulav. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Nifritzu olav. If the leaves were what we call nifritzu, what does that mean? V'hu shiyidaldalu mishedro. The leaves have come off from the spine, shalulav, ka'ali chorios. They are very much like the dried-out lulav, the leaves of that dried-out lulav, that they're really hanging down from the shedra, and they're not able to really be together at all. As the Rama adds, the hainu, she'enon olin im ha-shedra, they don't go up with the shedra, elatluim lamata, they're just hanging down. And this is brought down from the Magid Mishnah. Then the Mechaber says, apostle, they are no good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet tells us, Rosh Lomar, what the Mechaber and the Rama are telling us over here are, the gam zehu b'chlal nidadulu me'orech ha-shedra. This is include that it's hanging down from the length of the spine of the lulav. Av shadayin lo nekru mechiburah, but it's not detached. Hu adin, Allah will be the same, im nekru mimakum chiburah, if they were detached from the place they were originally attached on the spine, b'shedra, v'adayin ma'orim b'miktsas, but they're still a little bit attached. Nishbur continues and he says, however, in my shedra be atzma nishbur, if the spine itself is broken, utluy lamat and hanging down at the bottom, v'ayinu shemora b'miktsas, it's still attached a little bit. So then, the Nishbur says, nearly the kasha, that would still be good. The dafka b'rov all in puzzle, it's only when the majority of the leaves are in that position that it's no good. The dami lebehema, this would be equivalent to an animal, shenishburu rov tzalosel trefa. If most of their ribs were broken, that the animal is considered a trefa. However, v'nishbru ha-shedra k'shera, but if the spine was broken, so then it would still be k'shera. However, ochein, yesh lo'agdo sham, but you would have to attach it there, bind it there, shalo yipo l'matna, they shouldn't fall down. Ken kosev amagin ram, this is the opinion of amagin ram. And there's your foot number 10, he says, if it is totally detached, im alulav nishbru l'gamre l'shenei chalokim, and then you reattach it with glue, so then the Chasam Sofer writes that would be possible. And the reasoning is one of three possible reasons. Number one, because of baltosit, because it looks like you have five species over here, and the Torah says take four. Number two, because lulav echad amr Torah v'lo shnayim m'shloshim lulav. You have to take one lulav and not two or three lulavim. And number three, he brings down mishum chatzitza, because its potential, the glue is a chatzitza between the connections between the two parts of the lulav that broke. Mishmar continues, says, Abul Habri Achronim, Cholkim Alzeh, there are those Achronim, many of them that disagree with this, and they say, the shiny hosom, the chuta shedra kayim, in the situation of the animal, when the spine is broken, but the spinal cord is intact, and that's what makes it still good, because the imnisachachod, if the spinal cord was broken, even if the spine itself was intact, then it would be no good. So therefore, it's different by the animal than by the lulav. By the lulav, there is no spinal cord. It's just the outer part, the spine. Therefore, the halacha would not be the same. He brings down the Sefer Bigdei Yesha, because of the ein kavanas ha-magid avram nishbar mamash. He says the magid avram doesn't mean that it's actually broken literally. The imkain, lo odif, mean niktam rosho de posel. Then it would be no different than if the top part was cut off and it would be posel. Elo, what is he saying over here? El shirotu lomar, mismotate lamato. This would be best translated, it collapsed on itself. And therefore, in this situation, imkain, shapir mendam lenishbra shedra, this would be equivalent to a broken spinal column. But lo nisaka chut, where the chut was not, the spinal cord wasn't broken. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes with Tzarech Iyun, and it's not clear. You need to investigate this further. What is the halacha l'maisa? Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Agav, kol shekeinim nifritzu v'nekru lamata." Certainly, he says, if it is broken and it is cut off on the bottom, min hashedra, certainly, in that situation, it's not connected to the spine of the lulav anymore, so then certainly, in that situation, it would be depossel. It would be no good, even if you were to rebind it. Afilu ogdon. This is brought down the Minotaur and the Ran. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hay tells us, Rosh Lomar, when he says Nekru Lamata, it's cut off at the bottom, it means Lamata Bimokum Chibor Ha'alam L'Shedra, that's where the leaves are attached to the spine. So if it's ripped off over there, Nekru Shom and Ha'Shedra, if it's not attached to the spine over there, Ve'eno Mechubar Me'elai De'aguda, and we're talking about only by binding it as you're reattaching it, so then Sifkot and Vav, that's possible even if you rebind it. And the same thing would apply to what then, Bimashah Kosav Agor, what the Ramah is going to say, Lamala, it's also no good if they were hanging down at the bottom. Shagam came posel, I feel igdon. It's no good even if you go bind it. And this is also the opinion, v'chein kosav hagaraz. The Ramah continues and says, likewise, v'chein im niskashu ha'olin keitz. Likewise, if the leaves became thick and hard like the wood. V'ein yichon l'chaber nele shedra. They can't be bound anymore to the shedra. Also, he brings up the Turim Beis Yosef, they would be posel in that situation. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Zayin, the im hiskel is kashos, if it only started to become hard, but dying lo nasakates, it's not yet hard wood. Zehu Nikra b'Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Dome l'chorus. It's like this hardened lulav, but it's not really there yet. Then it would still be kosher. Afilu agado. Even if you don't bind it, that's still good because ochein teva ilam. The nature of the tree is of the lulav tree is shebishor sha'alam hisilu is kashos. At the time that the leaves are starting to harden, nasu aleim miforodus. They naturally spread apart a little bit. And we already explained ukvarin yisbar le'el the mitzvah in amuvchor shoyu miforodus. And the mitzvah in amuvchor is that it shouldn't be miforodus. So this may not be the mitzvah in amuvchor, but it would still be kosher. Now we continue with Ramah v'chozeh birov alin. That which we were discussing here is when you're dealing with the majority of these leaves of the lulav. However, it's only a small amount, a minority. Aval miut olav nasu kach. Only a small amount have had this happen to them. Ushar olin nisharu. And the other leaves of the lulav are still adayin halulav nishar mechuse ba'alin. And they're still covered and connected together. And they're near each other. So then it would be kosher. Brought down the name of the rod. Mishabur explains the Sivkot and Ches, the rov called Ole va'Ole. When we're saying here the rov of the island means the majority of each itself is also not in this situation possible. The Ruba Kakulo. And then we look at the majority of them and they're good, so therefore we say Ruba Kakulo. We view the entire Lulav as good. Bahavi Ki'ilu, Hevi Halulav below Alan. And this situation would be as if the leaves aren't there. We view if most of them are good, so the ones that aren't good, we ignore. And if most of them aren't good, so then we view it as that this lulav doesn't have any leaves at all. Rubo kikulo. This is true, however, the Mishnah says, V'dafko imhu besoch shir halulav shu arbo tvachim. This is only if it's within the four tvachim that are the essential minimum requirement of a lulav. The Adasim and the Aravos, the Gemara tells us, are a minimum size of three tvachim, and the lulav has to have an extra tefach to hold on to it to do the na'nuim, so the total length of the lulav must be a minimum of four tvachim. Kidil kamen besimen tofreishdun, as we'll learn, it's Hashem, after we finish all of the dalaminim, then we'll talk about additional details. Ochein im nishbru rov ha'alin shalulav hayoser mikashir. If, however, most of the leaves are broken more than the shear, in other words, you have the shear that's perfectly good, v'nishar rov shear shalulav shalim, and only above that they're broken, so then yesh l'stapik, then there's a safari to say, imazlinim basar rov ha'lulav upasul, should you say, well, let's say the lulav is nine tvachim, so you have four tvachim that are perfectly good, but five tvachim that are not, so do we view that five tvachim as being rubo kikulo, and therefore the lulav is no good, and it's pasul, or do we say, oh, basar rov ha'shear, the kosher, or do we say, no, you have enough of a shear, and therefore it is good. So the Mishnah says, Yesh l'stapik. Here you have a suffix, and he brings down the Sharetzi on Oshud Gimel for the Bikur Yaakov. Discussion furthermore, in Rova Shir Hu Lamala, near the Kosher, says if the majority of the Shir is on the top, then it would be good. Because then you can cut off the bottom part, and you can have a perfectly good lulav. Then you'd have the majority that would be good. And he says this is equivalent to the Tzomas Hagidim in Yoredeya, dealing with the Gid Hanosha. There is additional information as well provided on this in the issue footnotes number 14 and 15. Ayin Shah. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes, where he tells us if the lulav is still in this situation that it has Nishar Mechusa Ba'alim, that most of it is still Mechusa with the leaves, so then it would be kosher. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Tes, without this, the Balav Hachi, Afil B'miyutan Shela Alin Shenechsar Posul. Then, if it only has a small amount, so then it would be Posul. Finally, we conclude the Teishir with Sivkot and Yud, where the Mishbura says, Nishar Mechusa Ba'alin. So he says, Ayin in the Bir Halacha. Look in the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha tells us over here that based upon the Vilna Gaon, who writes, Rotsu Lomar, Shir Halulav. We're referring here to that most of the leaves are still covering up the Lulav for the Shir of the four Tvachim of the Lulav. And he brings down the Rashba and the Ran, who add, V'chein Bahadas. The same din applies with the Hadas. Sheyeh kol shiru avos, that you need to have the entire shear of the Hadas with the three leaves all on the same level, throughout the entire three tvachim minimum. So to over here, you should ideally have the leaves on the lulav for the entire minimum of four tvachim. V'yim nashru miksas alin, and if some of them were to be missing, it would be possible. Shein shimo olav shein onikra avos. Then it's not called avos, and the same thing applies with chenadin belulav. Shein shimo onikra lulav. It's no longer called a lulav in that situation. Instead, it's called something called an ufsa, as the Gemara says. However, this doesn't apply to the arava ad kan lishonin. This is the words of the Vilna Gaon. And he says, it's mashal from the words of the Lagon, the inyoneinu kishenishar hashedra magula, if the spine is left uncovered, so then it's domel mamish lahadus, and then it's no good. And based upon this, lefizeh, lamad baskinin lakamen, and simen tofereish mem vav, legabi hadus, dirak orech rov hadus binen avos likuva lokulo, just like we say over there, that you only need the majority of it, not the entire actual three tefachim, so too the same thing with Parvi, you just need the majority of the lulav covered and not the entire four tefachim. Again, there's more to say over here in the Bir Halacha Ayin Sham, with this we conclude today's shir.